Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right in our operations area where we're looking at all the latest information on Tropical Storm Zeta. The latest 70-mile-an-hour winds moving northwest at 14 miles an hour, 984 millibars. We're about 540 miles south of the Mississippi River. The mouth of the river is right there in Louisiana. Let's start off with the satellite. A few things to look at. There's Zeta right there. You can see the expanse of the cloud cover and the center right there on the coastline of Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. Very soon, come right off the shore back into the Gulf of Mexico. And at that point, we do expect further strengthening to hurricane strength as we get over those warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. A few things to notice here, steering so far is from this high pressure right here, really keeping this thing moving towards that northwest direction. But that's about to change. You start seeing the clouds moving in that direction. And then in that direction, so in the southwestern United States, you can see this trough coming in. So this right here is what we expect to eventually turn this towards the north and back towards the northeast rapidly with time. And that is reflected in our forecast, that whole scenario. You can see what happens. And let's look at that timing, especially with this tropical storm force winds extending out from the center. But this is Wednesday, early morning, about 1 in the morning, and then Wednesday afternoon approaching the coast of Louisiana, where we have those hurricane warnings up for Louisiana, all the way over to the Mississippi coast in some of these areas. By early Thursday morning, all the way up here in Alabama. So fast moving. This is a really fast moving system, so you can start seeing some of those winds. And as a result, you can start seeing some of those tropical storm force winds actually stretch further inland because it is moving fairly quickly. In the yellows and also the oranges here is your highest probability of getting those tropical storm force winds. And that stretches not just in southeast portions of Louisiana, but look at Mississippi, even up to near Hattiesburg and back into portions of Alabama, Montgomery. Any one of these areas could see these high winds. So that could mean trees down, could be some power outages in many of these areas. So that's one thing that we're going to be looking at when it comes to the actual impacts is going to be that wind. Have to be prepared for that. And not just that, we also have the storm surge as well. You start having those onshore winds starts piling up that water. This is the peak storm surge. This is, you know, start getting it to the higher tide and where the water can really pile up in some of these areas. Some of the highest values that we could see that we're forecasting so far, Port Fouchon, over towards Plaquemines Parish, Lafourche Parish, around the mouth of the river over to St. Bernard Parish, and then back over to the Mississippi coast to Dauphin Island. Any one of these areas could see 4 to 6 foot of storm surge. So some of those traditional areas outside the risk reduction system, outside those federal levees, some of those low-lying areas, just gotta watch out. Listen to those local officials because that's a significant amount of water. And that gets there early. You can't wait. If you're told to leave, you know, you gotta get out of there quickly because the water gets there quickly and can cut off some of your evacuation routes. Also to the east of this, Dauphin Island over to Navarre, Florida, 2 to 4 foot of storm surge. That includes Mobile Bay, Pensacola Bay. You can see some of this as well. Rainfall, we're gonna wrap up with the rainfall part. Fast moving storm, and you're gonna interact with that trough, that front, and you can see some heavy rainfall. 2 to 4 inches, 6 to 4 in some areas, maybe even 12 inches of rain in some areas. That stretches from the coast well inland. So this has been the latest update on Tropical Storm Zeta from the National Hurricane Center.